Italy is going to be under lockdown Christmas Eve to January 6th. That's the Feast of the Epiphany. I'll be talking about that today. Also, what appears to be the abandonment of St. Peter's altar, the high altar in St. Peter's. Just sort of ominous. Maybe not quite apocalyptic, but ominous. So, before we get started on talking about those two topics briefly today, we will pray. We'll pray the Our Father together. In nomine Patris et Filii et Spiritus Sancti. Amen. Pater noster, qui es in caeli, sanctificetur nomen tuum, advenient regnum tuum, fiat voluntas tua, sicut in cielo et in terra. Panem nostrum quotidianum da nobis odie, et dimitte nobis debita nostra, sicut et nos dimittimus debitoribus nostris, et ne nos inducas in tentationem, sed libera nos a malo. Amen. Nomine Patris et Filii et Spiritus Sancti. Amen. So Italy is locking down again. And the dates they announced are December 24th, Christmas Eve, to January 6th. Now, if you're Catholic, you realize that this is going to completely nix and wipe out three holy days of obligation. Christmas is the, I guess it's the second holiest day. Easter, Pentecost, and Christmas are the three holiest days for Catholics. So Christmas will be wiped out. New Year's Day is also a holy day of obligation. Traditionally, it's the Feast of the Circumcision of Christ, 8 days after the birth of Jesus, because Christ was circumcised 8 days later. After Vatican II, it became the octave of Christmas and celebrated Mary as Mother of God. There's actually ancient tradition seeing this day as a Marian day. Traditionalists celebrate it as the circumcision. It's actually both, and you can use both colics traditionally. And then the third day is the Feast of the Epiphany, the manifestation of Christ to the Gentiles, celebrating the three wise men coming with their gifts. Those three are nixed. Now, we saw before Easter got nixed. Now we see that these 3 days are being nixed. Now, there's something interesting here because the Pope technically is not part of Italy. The Holy See, the Vatican City-State, is its own nation, its own state. My son and I would race and run around the entire Vatican City, and we'd say that we ran around a nation, which we did. Technically, the Vatican say, well, forget that. We're big boys. We're the Catholic Church. We're not going to go in with the Italy lockdown. But sadly, they will. I've heard that the Pope will have a small group of people at the altar of the chair on Christmas. It's going to be a Christmas midnight mass, but not at midnight. Midnight, you can figure that out. Now, the other story that people are talking about, LifeSite covered it and some other scholars, is that the altar of St. Peter, so St. Peter's Basilica is built on the tomb of St. Peter. I cover that in my book, Eternal City, the significance and the history and the historicity of that fact. And just above the tomb of Peter is an altar. That's the altar of St. Peter. And you go through that, and that's the dome and the center cross. This is why the Vatican is so important. It's the burial place of Peter. Well, the Pope has not been using that altar. Usually, that altar is reserved and dedicated only for use of the Pope. I think on some occasions, a cardinal can be licensed to use it, but it's the Pope's altar, because it signifies, this is actually a big conversion moment for me. When I was an Anglican cleric, an Anglican priest, I went to Mass at St. Peter's and I saw St. Peter's buried down there, Peter's altar, and then I saw Ben the 16th, and I was like, Peter, this is it. I got to be part of the one true church. I actually, in that moment, said, I am a schismatic and I'm a heretic. And if I don't become Catholic, I'll be damned. I had that interior sense and conviction by the Holy Spirit. So the Pope has been not using that. People have said, really, since the Pachamama incident, you'll remember that after the Pachamama idols were thrown in the river, there was a pacha plant, a pacha pot that had dirt and a plant in it, and that this was placed on the altar. Now, if you're a traditional Catholic, you know that nothing goes on the altar except What? The Eucharist. Even the missal stand, you'll notice in a traditional Latin Mass, when the priest senses the altar, a server will remove the missal stand because you're not supposed to sense the missal or the stand. That's just there as an aid for the priest to say Mass, but it's not actually part of the integrated symphony of the architecture of a altar in the Catholic Church. So that comes off. So something unlawful, something unholy was placed upon that altar, and maybe it's a sign from God. Maybe he wants us to see something here that he's not pleased. He's not pleased with what's going on. I'll end with that. And I fully intend to participate in Christmas, Feast of the Circumcision on January 1st, Epiphany, January 6th. I hope if you're able to, you will as well. Let's continue to pray. Let's pray for the world, especially let's pray for America with this election going on, the crisis, lots of cheating. But can it be stopped? Stop the steal. I hope so. I hope so. Let's pray for our church. You know, I put that video up yesterday with Bishop Wenske getting the back shot. The USCCB says it's good. Other good bishops say it's not good. Schneider, Burke, Vigano, Lenga, others. So let's pray. And we'll pray together now. We'll pray the Ave Maria. In nomine Patris et Filii et Spiritus Sancti. Amen. Ave Maria, gratia plena Dominus tecum, benedicta tu in mulieribus, et benedictus fructus ventris tui, Jesus. Sancta Maria, Mater Dei, ora pro nobis peccatoribus, nunc et in hora mortis nostrae. Amen. Gloria Patri et Filio et Spiritui Sancto, sicut erat in principio et nunc et semper, et in saecula saeculorum. Amen. Almighty God, have mercy on us. Purify your church. Have mercy on our sins. Protect us through Christ our Lord. In nomine Patris et Filii et Spiritus Sancti. Amen. All right, friends, thanks so much. If you like this video, give it the thumbs up, like it, and then share it on Facebook, Parler, and Twitter. And if you're new, you can subscribe. This is a live video, so if you want to be part of the live stream, you can, over here in the corner is a subscribe button. Also below the video, you can subscribe. Hit the bell on YouTube, and you'll be notified. Hopefully, not everyone gets notified for some reason on my channel. You'll be notified when we go live. All right. Pray the rosary every day, especially as we get closer and closer to Christmas. The expectation of the Blessed Virgin Mary intensifies. How do we experience that? We pray the rosary with her. So pray the rosary every day, or you're not on the team. And remember, our Lord Jesus Christ said, you're the light of the world and the salt of the earth. So go out there and be salty. God bless and Godspeed. Oh, today's an Ember Day. Partial abstinence for me.